Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא פרוטה.
Hello, we're in a lesson on the topic of every penny joins into a great amount. We'll read selected excerpts from the sources. You can find the material
on
In the Arvut system, when you click the study material tab in the top menu, you can send your questions there and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Yes, all our work is in bits and pennies, in small parts that we are transferring from the intention to receive to the intention to bestow. And we need to get used to this process and to understand in this that it's a very great process, a big calculation, that only this, and only in this manner we reach the whole, the complete result. And surely there is in this, in our sensation, in our general will to receive, a sensation that once again we're returning to the intention to receive, once again we don't succeed, once again we're not in the correct thoughts, and so on. But that takes a long time. Actions that there's seemingly no renewal in them, but later on, in the joining of all these pennies, we begin to feel that nonetheless, it works. And it joins, it comes together. And in this, we reach the goal. So here, the main matter is patience and mutual help. Slowly, gradually, to learn along the path that we are dependent on one another, that nobody can complete his own work. Rather, all of us, an example and support in some spiritual manner that we don't know in connection between us, we help one another, and thus we advance. The main thing is only persistence and patience, and thus it's called penny by penny, accumulates to a large sum. That all our exertion that we make the effort to do, whether we succeed or not, that's not so dependent on us already. But they, as pennies that accumulate to a large sum, large calculation, that we reach the force of bestowal, and in this begin to feel equivalence of form with the Creator. And how much we, from between us, reach to a large sum, large calculation, we thus reach the Creator. Let's read the excerpts.
Miterem Shadam Sigel Latzmo.
Excerpt number one, Rabash. Before a person qualifies himself to be fit to receive wholeness, he cannot see the length of the way that he has already traversed on his way toward the goal of wholeness. For only at the end of his work he will be able to see, but not midway, since he will not be able to receive his abundance before he has complete vessels that are ready for it. This is why we must brace ourselves and say that we are already near the king's palace. For every penny joins into a great amount.
And
perhaps soon we will see that the gate is open before us and we will be rewarded with entering, delighting with the King. Rav, what are we lacking to see that we are already in wholeness?
What's missing? Just to join all these pennies. All the opportunities for connection. No more than this. A broken vessel needs to be gathered, united. That's all that's missing.
And what depends on us in this deficiency? Because it's something that...
But it's us. This vessel is us. In each and every one of us, there are desires, and in the meantime, there are desires that repulse one another. And we need to make the effort to make such actions that these desires will connect to one another. Meaning, in study, from within the study to receive awakening, and from within the awakening to request from the Creator to do it. In sum total, everything is finished, is completed with the force of prayer.
Baltia 4.
Okay, Baltia 4.
Что мы можем держать, Раф, вот,
what can we...
Эта встреча, вдохновение, товарищи и тому подобное, распространение.
Hold on to his importance, impression, dissemination.
Everything you said is okay. It's correct. We need to join together both the forces for bestowal and mutual bestowal and connection and study. And everything that we have from the wisdom of Kabbalah for attainment of the goal, to connect all these efforts with the knowledge, with the mind, with everything together, and to request from the Creator, to connect us. That's it.
А вот если мы когда на протяжении самой работы это воздействие
Throughout the work, there is
понемножку все это скопляем какое-то.
Конечно,
bestowal that grows, something that accumulates.
Yes,
along the way we gather all our exertion, all our knowledge and mind and sensation and each one that bestows to the other and gets bestowed in return to the others. All this joins and comes together and joins and joins until all our tendencies, desires will connect between us like you do in a crisscross. Yeah, like in a weave. And that's how we connect in mutual bestowal.
בסדר.
איך לא מגיעים למצב שאדם שעובד
not to reach a state where a person who works and labors and when they open up the account he sees it's empty like in the example of Baal Salam where he carried the wrong suitcase.
Because he didn't correct his intentions along the way. And thus, he expected a different reward from what he's actually given. You understand? That's the difference. The reward is different.
So, it's possible that a person works and exerts, but the question is, what does he expect? How does he check himself?
But along the path, we see how much each and every one of us changes slowly, gradually, in the reception of the reward. What reward you want? That beforehand he didn't have any connection with the friends, now he has more. Beforehand he didn't have any attitude towards bestowal, now he's thinking a bit about it. That beforehand he didn't think that there is any unique goal at all in the study besides knowledge. And now Yes, he understands that the purpose of the study is specifically connection of all of humanity, all the people of the world, all of humankind, back to the system of Adam HaRishon. And as much as it's possible, as much as he advances towards it, he feels then more and more how much change in him forces the first scrutinies, and they become more and more advanced ones. Let's continue.
Excerpt number 2 by Rabash. It is also known that our vessels come from the breaking of the vessels. The breaking of the vessels means that we want to use the vessels of reception in order to receive, and this is regarded as separation from the Creator. This occurred in the upper worlds. And also through the sin of the tree of knowledge, where the vessels fell into the klipot, shells. And we must elevate them, because we come from their vessels. By working with our desires to receive, which come from there, in order to bestow, we correct each time a piece of these vessels which are in the klipot, in the shells, and raise them to holiness by wanting to work only with the aim to bestow contentment upon the Creator. And each time and each day, pieces of the klipot, of the shells called in order to receive, are sorted. They are corrected so they can be used in order to bestow. The order is that a piece is elevated to holiness, and then we come down to a state of reception once again. And we even forget that there is the matter of bestowal. But then we receive an assent once more, and take the part of the will to receive in us, overcome it, and correct it to work in order to bestow. This repeats itself each time until we acquire a certain measure of reception that has received the correction of bestowal. To that extent, there will be room for the upper abundance to enter. And this vessel is made by adding all the ascents that one had into one vessel. As it is written, penny by penny joins into a great amount.
Questions. Meaning, here too he tells us that our work, our progress is in strides, that each step is on its own. That's how the breaking of the vessels was. And thus each and every vessel broke, shattered, within it, within its connection, within the connection to others. And thus, this is the most necessary thing for attainment of adhesion with the Creator. Because without the shattering of the vessels, they wouldn't be revealed at all. Those same discernment that we need to correct in order to resemble the Creator. And thus, what is he telling us here? the vessels that were initially all connected, they broke. The connection between them broke. Now we need to make the effort by our efforts to connect them together. The action of connection begins from a state that we don't know anything in it. We just need, in the meantime, to build our qualities, our desires, our sensations, taste, scent, feel, touch, all sorts of discernments of such for connection of the vessels that will know that this is how we're connecting them correctly and this is incorrect, and to learn like this, this is okay, this is not. It's like with kids. In their young, early age, they learn through all sorts of games to connect this, don't connect that, this matches, this does not. This is suitable, this is not. This is actually their whole life, and it takes a long time. Then they enter greater calculations, higher ones, by what we can hasten our development, how we can connect all these things that weren't connected beforehand, and so on. What more do we need to add? What mind? What sensation? In spirituality, it's on the intention to bestow that will have additional force for that. And thus we reach a state that truly every penny accumulates to a large sum. We learn how to connect. That's all our work in life, in everything, in every place. Maybe it's concealed from us, but everything works only for connection. And we advance in such a manner to this that everything comes together to one picture. And in this we scrutinize how different and close we are, everything in order to reach unity.
Latin 12.
Latin 12.
Hola, Rab, gracias.
Hola, Rab, thank you. Is it correct to feel each day that I don't have an accumulation of pennies and continue, and where can I take the power to continue this daily work? When will my ego receive its reward?
We need to search. It's better to be aimed for correct work, that our correct work, that will be our reward. That it's like in our world, a person who loves his profession, that he's an artist, he's not looking when he's going to be paid for what he's doing. Rather, the deed itself is a pleasure for him, the doing itself. This is the difference between an ordinary person and an artist, a master. That's we have to see the things, the matters. This especially is important in the beginning of the study.
Where all those acts get accumulated? What is that action of accumulation?
The action of accumulation that we want, nonetheless, to find the connection between us and to put up connections to bring ourselves to a mutual form, even unified, then these actions accumulate between us, but in a state that we don't feel so much initially where we're really connecting. It's greatly desirable to make the effort to see how much each and everyone over the course of the day gathers with the others, as if he is bringing down that penny from himself into our mutual vessel, meaning exertion. That penny is exertion. And thus, we will see each and every time that there accumulate, there's a greater and greater accumulation.
And this accumulation, we did an action of connection and accumulated the expense on behalf of the ten, my behalf, on the on behalf of the world clear. Where does it accumulate?
It will accumulate in our mutual vessel, our common vessel. And if you are drawn to one another, then you can feel that it's there. There is the result of our efforts to connect.
Can you say that the more actions of connection the ten make, or even two friends in the ten connect, the entire ten benefits from it, advances from it eventually?
Yes, but not that it's a matter of physical connection. It's internal tendency more.
No.
And then, what will happen in the next stage? Let's say it'll add up and add up and accumulate and get accumulated. What's next?
Until it reaches a state that this accumulation turns into a spiritual phenomena. And then in it, you feel truly a spiritual phenomena, a spiritual vessel, revelation of the Creator, yourselves that are in spiritual connection, spiritual quality.
Barur.
Again? How do we turn each effort and exertion and labor that there will be considered as a penny in the end?
That I feel all the time, in each moment, that I have new disturbances and I need to gather them and connect them together.
Where do we connect them?
Efforts. Inner, internal efforts. I need to accept them, that they come from one source, and that they're aiming me to one goal, and I only need to connect all the reasons together and all the goals together to establish them such that I have no action rather than connecting what is between them.
From PT33, is the mere thought that I'm collecting pennies, is that an egoistic approach?
No, because I'm gathering all my pennies of exertion in order to get closer to the friends and through them to the Creator. Check. Check oneself. What are you drawn to?
Merkaz One.
Merkaz One.
A question from a friend. If it's important for us to work, that the Creator only demands the work and the exertion is the reward, what does the knowledge about the accumulation of the pennies give us besides a hope for a reward?
Okay, but is the reward the exertion itself, that I can exert myself for Him, for the Creator? If I make an effort in order to resemble the Creator, to connect to Him, in order to do as I understand what He wants, then I receive pleasure from this. Pleasure. If not, I need to pray, to request importance of this work and to request pleasure for it. I want to receive pleasure from the exertion that I overcome my laziness, my evil inclination. I want to receive pleasure from this, and not suffering. That's how we advance.
What to do when you feel that specifically the account is inverting? Is that getting empty by the day, but becoming more heavy?
I don't understand. Please speak clearly and don't swallow words.
Can you hear me? I'm asking, what do they feel that the amount becomes heavier day by day, now that it's getting emptier?
That's a sign that you didn't advance yesterday. If today appears to you much heavier than yesterday, we need, like every day in school, that you're given exercises and you perform them, then the next day you can rise higher to more difficult exercises. That's how it is in a chain. Thus, if you feel things becoming much harder, it's a sign that you didn't perform your exercises the day before and before that, and so on.
So I'm asking what to do in such a state when you cannot make these exercises.
If you don't succeed, you need to check what the Creator wants from us and where did I miss? Where did I not perform these exercises? If you're going precisely with us day by day, with the excerpts and articles and everything that we do, then they are precisely in the correct stream, the correct flow, in order to advance us without jumps, truly to bestow more and more and more. That's how we make the effort.
It just feels that there are friends who are simply but each passing day we can't seem to connect with them. It becomes more difficult.
Work on it more, of course. Of course, day by day it will be more difficult, but that's a sign that you need to invest more.
God, we don't know what to invest in.
Each one shall help his friend. There is nothing besides this. Only in Arvut.
Where's the Arvut here? Because you want to connect with a friend.
In mutual help. That even if I don't want and I'm not capable of connection, I act in front of them as if I'm capable, as if I want, and give them such an external example for myself. And each one of them also towards others. And from not for the sake of the Creator, not Lishma. We reach Lishma for the sake of the Creator.
But if we try and feel that the friend doesn't want it, he's moving away, he's running away. What to leave it?
It's a sign that the Creator gave us a more difficult exercise and we need to invest more in it to see in this friend our mutual work. Yes. To insert him more into the group as much as possible. Even do all sorts of actions that you can join him more to you. To make the effort to be in envy, lust, and honor as much as you can to awaken it, that he will awaken. That friend will awaken.
I'm asking more sort of personally, if possible, the work with the friend. Friend and another friend, not in the ten. One friend versus with another friend. What to do in such a way when we fail?
Don't think about this, that you're not succeeding. The emphasis by you is that you're not succeeding. For me, not succeeding is the place of work. And for you, not succeeding is the place of failure, of falling. And that's not good. We need to always feel ourselves on the way that we're not succeeding, but that only gives us room how to advance more, to invest more. If we want, on the intention to bestow, to do actions on the intention to bestow, and that the Creator has prepared all this work for us, He broke the vessel, distant between us, inserted the egoistic desire in each and every one, then we need to understand that we have work here all the time. That spirituality, we enter, we reveal it whenever we can connect from between us to connect us to one desire, or more correctly, one intention. That's it. And we have no objections, no complaints. We're always in work and not waiting for the next day that maybe we'll reach the end of correction. Rather, this is the
in the form of bestowal and connection.
Фиксируется сумма. Вот человек поднимается, поднимается на ступень, и вот он зафиксировал сумму и дальше.
How to stabilize this sum? Like from degree to degree, a person seems to receive and just continue.
Only with the friends when we all reach this summary. The summary is already existing and determined, and we continue to the next degree. Unity two.
Вот есть четкое ощущение, что без вознаграждения никак. И маленькое усилие.
It's a very clear sensation that without pleasure you can't continue. You invest some effort in the ten, and you find yourself immediately looking for a reward. You're entering maybe some trap like that you can't get out of. How to reach this at the work is the reward for you.
Not the work, but the connection with the friends. The growing connection has to be, for me, is the attainment of the goal, of the reward.
Rav, it sounds like our work is to constantly turn our exertion into the reward, to turn the work into artistry, to find taste in the effort itself.
Yes.
Is this the correct work, to look for reward in the work of connection itself?
No, who told you that this is the goal? The goal is adhesion. The goal is adhesion.
And
between us, the growing adhesion between us and towards the Creator.
In order to do the work towards adhesion, I need to constantly enlarge the importance of the work. And we also said to find taste in the work, right?
That's why you have a group. The person cannot by himself, cannot give himself the feeling of greatness and bestowal.
To search for the greatness through the ten, through the friends, that I understand, to constantly search for the greatness, that's the correct direction?
Yes, greatness of what?
Greatness of bestowal, of connection, right?
Okay, so say it this way.
That's what my question. Am I cheating the ego or is it cheating me? Because without reward, I can't advance to connection. The reward I'm depicting to myself at the connection itself, the greatest of bestowal, to be like the Creator. The question is, if it's the correct direction of the work to constantly search for greatness, the greatness, or
the greatness of the Creator has to be all the time before us as a problem against which we measure everything.
Number 3, Rabash. For example, a king wanted to send a large number of gold coins to his son overseas. But all of his countrymen were thieves and swindlers, and he did not have one loyal messenger. So what did he do? He divided and broke all the coins into pennies and sent them through many messengers, so that the joy of stealing would not be worth blemishing the glory of the kingship. In this way, through an order of times in many souls, it is possible, through the illumination of the days, to scrutinize all the holy sparks that were robbed by the klipot, by the shells, due to the sin of the tree of knowledge. The meaning of many souls is division into inner lights, and many days means division into outer lights. And each penny accumulates into the amount of great light with which Adam HaRishon sinned, and then will be the end of correction. Again, excerpt 3. A fable of a king who wanted to send a large number of gold coins to his son overseas. But all of his countrymen were thieves and swindlers, and he did not have even one loyal messenger. What did he do? He divided and broke all the coins into pennies and sent them through many messengers, in order that the joy of stealing would not be worth blemishing the glory of the kingship. In this way, through an order of times in many souls, it is possible, through the illumination of the days, to scrutinize all the holy sparks that were robbed by the klipot, the shells, due to the sin of the tree of knowledge. The meaning of many souls is division into inner lights, and many days means division into outer lights. And each and every penny accumulates into the great sum, amount of great light with which Adam HaRishon sinned. And then will be the end of correction.
I feel that, and I know that, I need to connect with all of humanity to completely adhere to the Creator. But on the other hand, I feel and I want to escape from all human beings. I can't stand, something in me can't stand humans anymore. How to balance these two states?
You are correct. It's a correct sensation. According to your ego, you can't stand anyone. And together with that, according to the purpose of creation, the Creator created you opposite to the goal. And to the extent that you correct yourself, you approach the goal. So, the end of the path is when you identify with everyone, connect with everyone, love everyone, you get to know the true form of all the people who are truly parts, fragments of your soul. And then you reach the complete adhesion with the Creator, from love of the created being to love of the Creator. For the time being, you are in such a And the way you describe it, I agree with you. This is the path, and this is the first state, the initial state. And you are already in it. Good. Now, let's continue.
Itafo.
Buongiorno, caro Rav. Grazie. Come invertiamo i nostri desideri dalla recezione alla dazione?
How do we turn our desires from reception to bestow?
Alidei maora magzir lemutaf.
With a reforming light. When I see myself opposite to how it should be, then I break out with a request to the Creator, and the Creator corrects me. This is this can be divided into many egoistic states and be made up of many requests and many corrections from above. But ultimately, this is what's happening. The Creator corrects each and every detail, and every penny adds up to a great amount. Philosophizing like a scientist. Whatever doesn't enter your feeling, just toss it out for now. We are working only with that which enters our feeling. This is the main thing, because we have to correct the desire. The feeling is the desire. If my desire still does not accept it, let's say, I don't know why I need to connect. What will I get out of connecting with the friends? What will I get out of connection with humanity? So I'm letting it go. I don't stress it because I have nothing with which to work. So I need to work with the things that are before it. In this way, gradually we advance. This is very important.
Tov. Ken Gilad.
Rav, he writes here all the time about ascents and descents. They constantly gather penny by penny.
Yes.
What's the difference between one on the beginning of the path or the middle of the path or someone who's maybe soon reaching the end of the path? And it's the right role in ascents and descents on the same path, right?
Yes.
So what's the difference between them?
Well, either a student in first grade has a problem to understand how he should write the letters, or a person, like a scientist, for example, he's got a problem how to connect two parts of creation somewhere up there. There is a difference, but the work is the same. It's exertion with in effort and in connection.
Yes, but here we're talking about reaching a state where everything accumulates.
Yes.
It could be that a moment before that, the person's not even aware of it yet and even feels at his worst state. Even in the beginning of the past, the person feels a sense in the sense.
So what? What's the question?
What's the difference between them actively, practically? Let's say that same child and scientists. What's the difference between them?
They're vessels. In the child, small vessels, the intellect and the feelings are not connected yet. And in the scientist, the intellect and the feeling are connected. He's got experience. He knows the state he's got to reach. It's totally different. But in both, it's always when we rise from degree to degree, the state between the degrees is empty. Emptiness, void. And he's telling us, Baal Sulam, I saw you, he writes it in one of the letters, I saw you helpless, and I was filled with joy, and you asked me why, and why am I happy? And then I told you that in the this great, complete wicked, I see in them the ascent, the development, the next degree. That's how it is. So here, none is wise as the experienced. As much as he has the experience, he knows how to go through it. The right effort in the right way, the right logic and connection. And if his experience does not provide him forces between the degrees, then he carries himself until none is wise as the experienced.
So the experienced one is happy in the states he's going through already?
Because he knows that's how it needs to be, and he also has to collect the helplessness because he reveals the next degree in this way.
So how do we form this yearning for this accumulation? Like he says, this large sum is accumulated and revealed to him. How do we have a lack for this?
They know that this is the vessel. We begin to understand that the deficiency, the despair, the helplessness, the separation, all those things are not some side effects and I want to throw them out. No, they themselves are the vessel.
This is the treasure that we want.
Yes. That's the treasure. Through them, I come to a state where I correctly taste what the host is trying to give me.
When a person reaches a state where his reward is the exertion, that's the accumulation of everything.
Where are we?
Okay.
Sorry, that the reward is the lack. Excerpt number 4. We must always consider the goal, which is to do good to his created beings. And if the evil inclination comes to a person and asks him all of Pharaoh's questions, he should not reply with lame excuses. Rather say, now with your questions, I can begin with the work of bestowal.
If I go above the questions in those states, or I've done something, I'm in a certain state, and the evil inclination comes to me and asks me why, what for, let it be, it's not for you. If I go above it, this is called above reason.
This means we should not say about the questions of the evil inclination that it came to us in order to lower us from our degree. On the contrary, now it is giving us a place to work.
The evil inclination comes specifically to give him a place to work,
by which we will ascend on the degrees of wholeness. That is, any overcoming in the work is called walking in the work of the Creator, since each penny joins into a great amount. That is, all the times we overcame accumulated to a certain measure required to become a kli, a vessel, for the reception of the abundance.
This is huge, what he's telling us, Rabash. Specifically in this way, we advance. And by what? Here, the measure of connection between the friends is very important. Since then, in all those states of weakness, a person finds no power, no desire, no awakening. Nothing that would raise him up, that would stimulate him, but only the connection with the friends. Only through that he can receive additional force here. We need to understand that we must receive the force for advancement from the group, because we have nowhere else to get it from. Either, God forbid, the other side, the sitra acha, or the connection in the group. These are the only things we have in our system. So if we wish to advance towards the end of connection, the end of our correction, we need only to connect a little more, as much as possible in the ten, and to take awakening and the forces from there. More and more, a bit more, and extract everything from there, even when it seems like nothing. Nevertheless, it's possible to extract the powers, the forces. It's like you're eating from the pot, and you have nothing more there, and you're trying to fish additional crumbs from it. That's how we need to do it with the group. We need to try and receive those forces of connection, because this is truly our true work. And that should make us take another step forward, only in this way.
А что такое распределить время среди многочисленных душ?
Friends, what does it mean to divide the times?
We have a group and we wish to perform actions. Our actions should all be connected. I would recommend for each and every group to have a daily session for a few minutes and renew for itself the actions that they demand from the group, each and every friend. And in this way we'll perform a spiritual action. We'll talk about it some more, maybe toward the end of the lesson. Nothing more than that.
How to
relate to this feeling that the Creator gives you every day thousands of opportunities for a correction, and maybe in the best case I've used maybe one, and the rest just kind of press on me?
It's possible that this is how it appears to you, but if you choose this action in order to connect the friends and connect them later to the Creator, then this is the correct action. You don't need to worry more about it. Okay? PT 29.
Мати лекабель кухота миа квуца вело миа ситрахра. Эх, эфшар ли...
Is it to receive forces from the group and not the ситрахра from the other side? How to identify the receiving forces from the group?
Take from the group, connect to the group as much as possible in order to bestow... ...in the still.
Just four. What happened to our uncorrected desire?
Our uncorrected desires will be corrected when all of our desires are in one system. It cannot be that we're dealing with a correction of any desire. It's impossible that they won't influence desires that do not exist for this action. Our soul is a complete reality. And if we do something in one end, it's certain the entire body feels it. We are not aware of it, but we will soon reach such sensitivity where we will feel it. That all of our desires, our thoughts, that they are all being transformed.
From PT6, what's the result of a person coming, overcoming the will to receive and adding an extra bit?
The result is that to a small extent, he's upgrading his entire body and he's raising it to a small extent, a little higher and a little higher and a little higher through the connection with the friends and with the Creator.
Is it right that when you bestow, eventually you are get more of an influence of the feeling by others?
Yes or no? You're influenced more, you become more sensitive, but you process it through more corrected vessels, and therefore you're not going crazy with the world, along with the world, but and you're not so much inspired by what ordinary people in this world are inspired by, but you perceive things through corrected vessels.
Haifa 5. How can we give an example to a friend that isn't interested in the efforts or the desires of the friends? I'm really happy when she comes, but then she disappears again, and the disappointment remains in the heart.
Try and influence her in a way that you want to light the fire of envy in her. Envy. That she'll envy the things that exist between you. Then you'll see how much she's drawn to you. That as if you have more than she does, and you're connecting, and you have more knowledge and intellect and emotion and spirituality than she does, things that she doesn't have, and that she'll feel how much she's losing as a result of not being connected with you. It's worthwhile doing. It's good. It's actually with a good intention in order to stimulate her, for her to come closer, and that's why it's okay. It's possible. Five.
Number five.
Go ahead.
By the Rabash. Each day, when a person digs the foundation, he digs into the depth of the ground and does not go back to working on what he has already worked yesterday. But the progress is in deepening. And the measure of the depth of the digging is until he receives a genuine need for the Creator's help, to help him have the desire to work in order to bestow. Penny by penny accumulates into a great amount. Finally, from all the digging, he arrives at such a depth that it is possible to build on it a building that is worthy of being rewarded with the Neran Chai of the Neshama, with which one should be rewarded.
Beautifully put. Rabash said it so beautifully. Read it again.
Again, five. Each day when a person digs the foundation, he digs into the depth of the ground and does not go back to working on what he has already worked yesterday. But the progress is deepening, and the measure of the depth he is digging is until he receives a genuine need for the Creator's help, to help him have the desire to work in order to bestow.
Here, wait a moment. You see, the depth of the digging until he gets the desire to work in order to bestow. Let's read it from the top.
Again, 5. Each day, when a person digs the foundation, he digs into the depth of the ground and does not go back to working on what he has already worked yesterday.
Meaning, what happened yesterday is gone. Every day is new.
But the progress is in deepening, and the measure of the depth of the digging is until he receives a genuine need for the Creator's help, to help him have the desire to work in order to bestow.
Meaning, how should we measure our success today compared to yesterday, compared with yesterday, that we're more helpless, more powerless, we understand less, but we have a strong desire, a big desire for the Creator to help us. I have nothing, 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 nothing besides one thing. A desire for the Creator to help.
Penny by penny accumulates into a great amount. Finally, from all the digging, he arrives at such a depth that it is possible to build on it a building that is worthy of being rewarded with Neran Chai of the Neshama, of the soul, with which one should be rewarded.
Okay, this might be a strange question, Rav, but I want to ask you, if I just ask the Creator for guidance every time I'm about to do something, does that count as being close to Him?
You're right, but on condition that it really comes out of your desire and not just so because you read that that's how it's supposed to be. You need to try and bring your request for it to be from the bottom of the heart, from the depth of the heart.
French. Thank you.
Pourquoi le Créateur nous a-t-il organisé la correction selon le principe de un centime et un centime s'accumulent en une grande somme?
Why did the Creator organize the process of correction by penny accumulates a big sum? What was the problem in growing with great efforts?
That's according to the building of the will to receive. That's supposed to be mixed with the intention in order to bestow, reaching gradual corrections so that we'll be able to perceive the desire to receive with the intention in order to bestow upon the previous intention of in order to receive. And then that way, we discover the gap between the two worlds of reason and above reason, corporeal world and spiritual one. Corporeal means in order to receive, the spiritual in order to bestow. So this way, we need to try and come closer to spirituality and start acquiring it above spirituality, above corporeality, so that for us and our values, it will be higher. And that's how we'll advance. It can't be in a single action and one decision. For each and every corporeal discernment, we need to get a spiritual discernment and to appreciate that spiritual discernment more than the corporeal one. And the corporeal one exists in us, and we need to deal with rising above it as much as possible and impossible. And then we ask the Creator through the connection with the friends, meaning we have very serious work here in terms of our inner effort against our ego in trying to rise above and determining a new existence, a new form for ourselves.
Да, дорогой Раф, а как вот все-таки каждый раз копать вглубь? Потому что такое
ощущение, how to go dig deeper every time? Because there's a feeling that I start digging every time from new, that the Creator covers the hole and I dig it again.
Try every time to decide that now you're doing real work from beginning to end and you're not stopping, you're going all the way in order to reach connection. And then in that complete connection that you have achieved now, you reach the Creator. It says about it, the final action is in the initial thought. If in the final action you want to reach the Creator and serve this to Him, then you go for the connection as much as possible, as much as you can today. Don't think that that's the end. Sof, but it will be Ensof, endlessness, and that's how you'll advance.
Why do we advance only through prayer and not only through effort if you connect with us? Why the prayer be the end of all our actions? What is important about that?
How can you advance? You have no spiritual force. If you really want to advance in spirituality, you have no intellect, no emotion, no nothing. You only have a very thin thread of connection to the Creator. And you ask Him to help you. How do you enter spirituality? Tell me. With your intellect? No. Emotion? No. Different other means? There are none. You have just one thing. That you have some kind of marginal connection, very thin thread of connection to the Creator, where it's like a baby who's tied to his mom. Besides his mom, what does he have? Nothing. But thanks to having that connection, he uses it and grows up, becomes great. That's how we are too.
What makes the helplessness from a corporeal feeling that bothers the ego into a spiritual discernment?
That if I go in the corporeal direction, I'm not doing nothing for my body, for my soul. And in general, I'm working on some kind of a lie that a person's given in order for him to play around with it. But only, there's really just one action, which is the act of connection, of correction. And it is really worthwhile to think about it all the time and come closer to it.
Is there an order of actions how I turn this thing into more connection?
Only with the help of the group. I can run around my tail like a dog for a long time without reaching any solution. But in the group, we attain it very quickly because it is the character, the nature of the group that when it talks about something, it very quickly reaches the correct solution. Even the smallest group, the most as if unsuccessful group, but that's how it's built. That is the nature of the group. Beautifully. Amen. And we wanted to ask.
He's writing about help.
For Bnei Baruch, there are many vessels that it's like empty space. Are we ready to work with it?
or we were born in the last generation. We have to be drawn to Gmar Tikkun and be sure, no matter what we think, that we're worthy for it and we're obligated towards it. And from above, we are aimed towards it. That's why I have no question whether we are for this work or not. For sure we are.
So
how then? Because you always warn us to work only in the ten.
After we will have tens, correct, true tens, that in the ten we'll start feeling the connection with the Creator, that it'll be Israel, the Torah, and the Creator are one, meaning that we'll connect in the tens, and in the ten we'll start feeling the connection with the Creator. Then, from supposedly through it building the right state of the personal soul of the general Adam Rishon, from that we'll be able to approach all the other cells, all the other souls, in order to connect them too. And then we'll work on the connection between all tens in a way, in a serious way. Until then, we also can connect to all tens, but it'll be only in order to receive an awakening from them, but not an actual connection, but only in tens that have the internal connection between them. Otherwise, it won't be for their good. It will be for the detriment. They'll just scatter and fall. That's why first we need to connect between us in our tens and afterwards between tens. And when we already know how to connect between the tens, even a bit, then we can actually go out to all of humanity and start in a broad way to explain to them what the purpose of creation is, what the essence of creation, the plan of creation, and in that way they'll also be ready somehow to join us and go with us to Gmar Tikkun.
Рафа, как мы можем подготовить эти килим помимо?
How can we prepare these vessels besides physical dissemination? But right now, internally, like he says that this needs to be the chisaron, the deficiency of Israel.
The fact that we're connecting between us and turning to the Creator to connect us, we are also aiming towards reaching the connection between us and connection with all of humanity at one point, and that humanity will at some point be ready for it through our work already now. Whether we want it or not, we are in one system. And then we, when we go out to the broad dissemination, they'll be ready for it. And in that way, we will already connect to them, and they'll feel it. They will also start from their themselves to move towards us. That's how it's going to be.
It's like a photo. It's like you took the picture. The picture was already taken, but it hasn't been revealed yet.
For now, you work in the 10 in connection, and as much as possible in your area around the 10, you can already start disseminating, except for connection with our other 10s. Yes.
What's the difference between the flies and the bigger troubles?
We have to work according to the system, the way it's built and the way it corrects itself, from easy to difficult. That's it. We don't have any force to connect anything, meaning to connect, to fill anything. We only have the force to try and bring ourselves to a more corrected form, to discover that we're not able to, and ask. And that's how we do in every step, every little step. That's how we need to advance. Okay.
In item 80, he describes how the Malchut of Rosh descends to the Guf. How does the Kabbalist feel it? First he does the calculation in the Rosh and then goes down to the Guf, or what?
No, it can be together. First of all, it calculates in the Rosh, what there's in the Rosh, it expands in the Guf gradually. Okay? That's how it is, like in our world. A person first calculates in the Rosh, then decides what he decided in the Rosh, he performs it already in the Guf.
What does it mean that we were doing it in the work in the 10, the calculation and the Rosh?
Of course we do it in the Rosh first. Let's say you sit together and you speak between you, and from that you decide that we need to do this or that, we're lacking this or that in order to advance, and then you decide, and this decision later on, you do it in the connection between you by increasing the connection in some corporeal action and so on.
Volga.
So what you just described is the work of the Rosh and the Guf?
Yes, Volga.
You said I'd recommend every group to have a daily meeting every day for a few minutes and talk about what do they demand of each and every friend in the group.
I can't elaborate on it if you have it, so I was speaking for nothing. But if you don't, so it's worth thinking about it, to have more of an internal life in the tent. Okay. So, all the best to everyone. We went through the 9th of Av. It was kind of difficult. You could feel it. Many people that felt the heaviness and the shattering. That truthfully, it's in the foundation of creation. Because the 9th of Av isn't that some time came 2,000 years ago and some temple was destroyed. But by building the Adam Rishon, this flaw was already there, and then it was revealed and kept being revealed in these days and so on in each and every year until sometimes it reaches such a shattering like the first temple, the second temple, and all kinds of troubles and problems. But the root of this was already in the creation of Adam Rishon, meaning in the general system when it was created, that the place of birth and the appearance of the evil inclination, it was the source and the reason to all of these phenomena. Okay, so still all the best to you all. We went through it. Now we're advancing to happier days.